Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
The Kenwood Firefighters Association will host its annual Crab Feed on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14, 2026, at the Kenwood Fire Station, 9045 Sonoma Highway in Kenwood. The event is a fundraiser for the association's scholarship program, Explore, Post, and other community needs. In 2025, the association awarded $15,000 in scholarships to Kenwood youth. Tickets are on sale now, and a limited number of private dining tables are available. The doors for the Crab Feed will open at 4 p.m., with three seatings offered at 4, 6, and 7:30. Seating times for private dining at 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. If you'd like more information on the Kenwood Firefighters Association Crab Feed, call Kenwood Firehouse at 707-833-2042.
The following show is brought to you in part by
Quiñones Cleaning Service. They provide office, tasting room, fleet, and window cleaning, as well as building maintenance, pressure washing, and more. More information at 707-373-4667 or at QuiñonesCleaning@yahoo.com.
Welcome to Chamber Chat. It is Thursday, 12th of February, a couple minutes after 11 o'clock. This is Mark with the Sonoma Valley Chamber of Commerce, joining you here on listener-supported Radio KSPY 91.3, the Voices of the Valley. First of all, I just want to say a big thank you to our good friends at Three Sticks Wines. They hosted our monthly Wine Down Wednesday event last night. It was a lot of fun. We had we had to turn away like 25 people, which is a lot for us. Just a lot of interest in people getting out there. I had some doubts. I feared that our community, which is not exactly known for being super brave in inclement weather, was going to wimp out, and we'd have a bunch of no-shows. But you Sonomans really just stepped up to the plate and got it done. Everybody showed up. It was great. So a really fun turnout. First of all, if you have not been to Three Sticks, highly recommend it. Beautiful place. It is an adobe that was built by General Vallejo in the 1840s. Lovingly and tastefully restored by the current ownership, the Price family, and they've got a great team. It is a beautiful building and property, and just a wonderful spot. And the wines are just top flight. I mean, really, it is the best of the best for Pinot and Chardonnay. They got a few other things happening there too, but great event spaces, everything about it, just five-star all the way around. So thanks to Three Sticks for hosting us, and thanks for everybody who came to have the fun last night at our Wind Down Wednesday. We'll have another one coming up in March, and details on that will be released soon. Speaking of upcoming events, we have two ribbon cuttings coming up. There is one today at 4:30. We've got a brand new business right on historic Sonoma Plaza at 4:30. Hope you'll come join us today. Business is called Forager Florals, and they've got some home decor, some floral things, some plants. It looks like a lovely little shop right there, kind of next to Valley and the Olive Oil Place, Leather Shop, Moon Hollow, right in that little neighborhood. Southwest corner of the plaza. I don't have the address in front of me. I think it's 493 First Street West, but kind of on the southwest corner of the plaza. And we'll be there at 4:30. It doesn't cost you anything. Just come welcome a new business to town. It's a lot of fun. It's cool being there for the ribbon cuttings. Have another ribbon cutting coming up next week. It's Wednesday the 18th. That's at Elevate Sonoma. Elevate Sonoma is hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So you sit in this pod, and it basically pumps you full of like way more oxygen than you you know, typically would be absorbing and breathing in normal atmosphere conditions on Earth. And all kinds of wonderful health benefits. You can learn more about it by coming down or checking out their website, elevatesonoma.com. But better yet, come down to the ribbon cutting. Again, this is February 18th. The ribbon cutting's at 5:30. They're going to have an open house starting at about 5 o'clock. And they're really fun. I really highly recommend ribbon cuttings. It's a very special day for the people that are opening their businesses, and it's fun to see a new business and kind of be there at the beginning. So hope you come join us for that. We got some other good news items that we'll save for later in the show because there's some good stuff in there. But I do want to get to our first guest, and I'm going to hit the magic button so that we can even hear her. So my favorite thing on the second Thursday of every month is playing everyone's favorite game, Where's Maldo? And today, it's a very special edition of Where's Maldo? Molly, where are you?
Hi. First of all, it's Molly Spencer on behalf of the Sonoma Community Center.
I was going to get to that.
Yes. Yeah. And I am in a very special box with all kinds of microphones here with Mark at my favorite other nonprofit, KSBY, right in front of you, Mark.
Yep. Great having you here. I think this is our first time doing in person together.
I know. It's so funny. I think I thought for a long time, even though you did have other guests on here, I'm all, oh, we're still in like COVID world.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years later.
Yeah.
6 years later.
Yep.
So, yay. I'm so happy to be here.
It's fun having people in the studio. We've kind of just stuck with it because we have so many, you know, for businesses and nonprofits we do three a week. And so that's a lot of shuffling in here. And also just, our membership stretches from Kenwood, Glen Ellen, the Springs, all the way down to the Raceway. You know, that can be a 40-minute round trip if you're, coming to the studio and back. So this, seems like it works pretty well doing the Zoom thing. But I love it when people come in. It makes it just a little more interactive for me.
I agree. We have to make eye contact.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was out and about doing all kinds of work-related errands and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So well, I'm excited to be here.
It's a new month, but every single month you guys are just chock full of all kinds of excitement.
Of course.
February is a big month around there because it's one of the biggies for community center events.
Absolutely. It's our first big one of the year.
Da-da-da-da.
And it is Chili Bowl.
Ooh.
So if you don't know, what is a Chili Bowl? It's our ceramics fundraiser.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's been around, I think we're in the 15th year here, but don't quote me on the actual year, but it has morphed into just a large but yet intimate kind of feeling, real family fun, friendly. February 28th is the Chili Bowl. It's our ceramics fundraiser, and what that includes is basically come down. You can get your ticket. Tickets have been out. I will say that the 11:30 is sold out. There's three seating. So 11:30, 1:30, and then a dinner at 5 p.m.
Cool.
Separate seatings. Very affordable. There will be entertainment. But really, how does it work if you haven't been there before? Well, bring all your friends. You go in. You pick out a ceramics bowl that the ceramics amazing department in all of Sonoma County. I think it's one of the primos. They are making over 800 bowls.
Holy moly.
I thought it was 600, but it sounds like it's up to, they're going for 800 this year.
And these are I've seen the bowls that come out of there. It's not just like, this is not just someone's just turning out some quick thing that looks like they got it at Target. These are interesting, unique, beautiful, handcrafted by somebody here.
Absolutely. A lot of studio members and monitors of the studio put in their volunteer time, as well as artists that come out and want to try bowls as well. And there are some names. I like to collect like the Ceramics Artists in Residence, which is a program that we have every 6 months of someone from around the country that comes in, works and does a show, because it's you're collecting an artist.
Sure.
Anyway, it's amazing. You can get more than one. There's additional chili bowls for sale.
Cool.
And then the fun part is you go into the kitchen and there's several chilies to choose from.
Excellent.
I can't tell you how many gallons, but it's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
And it's all from local people here in Sonoma. So many businesses contribute their chili.
Yeah.
I know Epicurean Connection is often in
Aaron Bremley. Shauna Davis. friend. Exactly. She listens a lot. So, Shauna, hi, if you're listening,
hi,
we love
Shauna.
You.
Hi, Shauna. Yes, exactly. We will also, I'm pretty sure, Gerardo Diaz, our own culinary kitchen, will be making one. Always, I'm pretty sure Aaron Bremley from over at Fairmont will be kicking one in. And I don't have the list in front of me, but I can tell you it's been... It's a long list.
Now, are they like different styles of chilies? Are they, is there going to be some that are spicy and some that are, you know, vegan
Absolutely.
And some that are this and some
there's
that are
often,
that?
There's often, like, there's been white bean ones in the past. Speaking of Shauna, she made a delicious duck one in the past. And then those that don't eat meat, there's always a vegetarian and often vegan options. And there's so much more on the side of that, too. There's cornbreads, there's sides, there's, you know, desserts and that sort of stuff. So when you do go for the dinner, a little bit more, but you're getting an additional cup that's handmade in ceramics as well, and all sorts of beverages that come along with
all
that.
Right.
So,
and I'm glad you guys had the cornbread. That's a pretty required side dish for chili. Like, it's just A plus. It completes the experience for
me. Although I'm very Sonoma now in French bread, because I grew up in the South, so cornbread we had like every night, you know, so please give me the French bread.
I'm a big, believe me, I go through a lot of French bread in my life. It's for like the other day I was for a Super Bowl day, I was making an appetizer that had some French bread, and there was, you know, some little extra leftover parts of the bread that I didn't use for the appetizer, and I just slathered it with butter, and I was just like, this is all like... It may be, if I was, you know, being put to death in prison,
that
would be like the last thing. Just really great sourdough slathered with an inappropriate amount of butter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But
butter.
With chili, cornbread comes back in
cornbread
the picture.
Cornbread does really
come
in good.
That's a big deal.
So it's fantastic. It's going to be all day. It's just bustling, and it's a fun place to gather.
February 28th, all day.
All day.
At the community center. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available online.
Tickets are available, SonomaCommunityCenter.org. Go to our events section, and you'll find them there. And since we're on the kind of the food gathering thing, I want to – a little pop-up is happening this weekend. I'd just like to give it a shout-out in partnership. But we are doing a queer art brunch on Valentine's Day.
Oh, very cool.
So we're really revitalizing and working with many local organizations. But that will be happening. Let me just give you the exact date. Queer Art Brunch. And that's going to happen on Saturday, February 14th at 10 a.m., all ages are welcome, so we're really encouraging youth to come and find we have a place for you, and that will be from 10 to 12. Coffee, tea, fruit, pastries provided, and of course, we're the Sonoma Community Center, so we'll art materials, crafts, and all sorts of things
all
to express yourself.
Very good. You guys have so much wonderful stuff going on all the time. It's just nonstop. This is Chamber Chat on listener-supported Radio KSVY 91.3 here in lovely Sonoma Valley, California, and I'm Mark with the same Sonoma Chamber of Commerce talking with Molly Spencer of the Sonoma Community Center. Now, we've gone through Chili Bowl. That's kind of the biggie for February. But I know that one's going to come. It's going to be wonderful.
Yes.
And then, like, as soon as that's done, it is all systems go. Get ready for the next biggie. Can you share some news?
And I will lean into that. Yeah. I do. We have a couple of events that are in between that.
Okay.
So we might as well go in order of your calendar.
Yeah.
So whip out your calendar, folks, because it's time to save those dates. And the first thing you're going to do after the Chili Bowl, the following week, we are doing Lunar New Year.
Oh, fun.
We did it last year on the back patio in partnership with Redwood. I always want to say Redwood Credit Union, but it is RECA, so it's the Chinese. Anyway, they come and do the big dragon and all of that sort of thing. Kelly Autumn, who is our printmaker, is really leading up this event. It is a free event. There will be Jack Ding will be coming and doing calligraphy.
Cool.
And Hula Mai will be dancing and
nice.
Opening. And if there's anyone out there that wants to kind of be a part of it or table, please reach out to us. Kelly Autumn is coordinating right now. That is March 7th. So
come
out for that one.
I love when Jack takes part in those cultural things.
Fun
little story about Jack. The first, his first meeting of as mayor a few years back, he was, I think, like 20 minutes late for, because that night we had a mixer that was scheduled, and the mixer was at Buena Vista Winery. And Buena Vista Winery was a place that was built by a lot of Chinese immigrants.
Absolutely.
And so he really wanted to come and just tell the story of where our wine industry came from, and, you know, the fact that this had really just come so full circle with our first Chinese American mayor. I believe he's our first Chinese American mayor. And it was such just a wonderful moment. And when he told me he was coming, I was like, Jack, you're mayor. What are you talking about? You need to be at this meeting. But it was just so important to him.
Yeah.
And it was just so touching when he was telling the story and talking about, you know, the census at that time, which just said Chinaman, 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 and nobody cared to, you know, everybody else got a name and, you know, how old they are and what, you know, whatever the records that exist from back then. Such a lovely story. And he's just a wonderful cultural ambassador.
Historical Society has put on talks around that, and I know they've always been very popular. It's really fascinating history around here, so I really suggest people looking into Historical Society and finding out about how Sonoma really came about.
Totally.
You know, weighs the shoulders on that. And we have art programming surrounding that too. Paper Lanterns, Year of the Horse, so please check out what we have online today. Lunar New Year page is being updated on Sonoma Community Center.
Very good. Clock's a ticking, Molly.
I know, clock's a ticking, and I got to get to what I know.
Items here.
No best. So, Trash and Fashion. If you haven't heard of it, it is our big celebration of Earth Month. We are into our 16th year. We have three key events that happen around this. The first one is Barbie's gallery opening, which we are doing Barbies and Bags. That will kick off on April 2nd, which is the first Thursday. Art Walk, happening in April. I just want to let everybody know, if you want to be in this gallery and exhibit auction, you can take my open studio workshop this Sunday.
Very cool. Come and
see me 1 to 4. I want to say that the Runway show, which is our biggest one, is happening on April 18th, and that is tickets will go on sale. So people are chomping at the bit to get tickets. It is a seated event. Usually about 350 to 400 people a show. We're calling artists right now if you want to be in it for an application. If you want to purchase tickets, they will go on sale March 11th. As well as if you're a Sonoma Community Center member, you get a 48-hour early bird pre-sale, which is worth the price of membership.
Now, if somebody hears this and they're thinking, shoot, I'm not a member, but I'd love to take advantage of it, is it too late to become a member?
Never too late to become a member. And we are doing a March Membership Madness Drive. Ooh. So this is a really good time to do it. You can go on our website, SonomaCommunityCenter.org, or Mary Catherine Cutcliffe is our development director, and she reach out to her.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can.
She's just a hoot anyway. Just
she
give her a
is
call
a hoot
for kicks.
So,
you know,
exactly.
Even if you don't want to join, just call her and chat.
Oh, you're going to
probably
love
end
it.
Up joining anyway.
Yeah.
And then there's some new
and there's
excitement.
A new twist development. So in the past, we have always wrapped up the Runway show as an opportunity for the artists, the winners of the Runway show will be announced at a Trash Bash, which we do the following week on the 25th at the Community Center. So this is an opportunity for everyone to see the outfits, winners to be announced, and closing of the auction. So that's what we do. Well, this year, new progression, we are partnering with the City of Sonoma for their first inaugural Earth Day, and we're super excited to be working with David and Antoinette Freeman, their new sustainability coordinator over there. So they will be getting vendors, but for right now, we want to put a save the date. Also, with a real night, and I know Gung-Ho Climate Action Committee will be a part of that. So I just want to say it's right now. Mark it on your calendars. Details are coming, but that will be April 25th at the Community Center from 11 to 4. Speakers, auctions, winner announcements, trucks. Everybody in the community that's sustainable beyond Sonoma Valley and in the county, really.
Yep.
So.
It's going to be amazing. Just a few seconds left. One more time, go over phone number, email, the address, too, if somebody wants to just drop by.
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, SonomaCommunityCenter.org, poke around, go down the rabbit hole, or you can call us at 707-938-4626. Find your person. We will answer, or come and visit us into what Tim Zanner likes to call the Hall of Wonders. The Sonoma Community Center is at 276 East Napa Street, two blocks east of the plaza. Come say hello.
All right. Molly, thank you so much. We appreciate working with you. All kinds of excitement coming up at the Community Center. We can't wait.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back talking with Susie Gallo on my little Zoom screen. We're talking Impact 100, some other cool stuff coming up. This is Chamber Chat on KSVY 91.3 Sonoma Valley.
You are listening to Chamber Chat with your host, Mark Bodenhammer, sponsored by
Quinones Cleaning Service. More information at 707-373-4667 or at QuinonesCleaning@yahoo.com.
KSBY brings you this community music announcement. A live music event presented by longtime KSBY host Mr. P will take place on Friday, March 20th at the Sebastiani Theater in Sonoma. Mr. P's Rock and Roll Riot features the Chris Duarte Group and opening music by Jinx Jones and the Kingtones. Doors open at 6 p.m. This high-powered guitar extravaganza show begins at 6:30 p.m. Additional information and ticket details are available at SebastianiTheater.org.
Thursday, the 12th of February, 2026, we are Voices of the Valley, KSVY 91.3. We had a lot of rain and thunderstorms and all kind of stuff yesterday, and that's completely gone away. Today, look for a beauty. Lots of sunshine expected, a nice semi-warm temperature of 62 degrees with a light northeast wind, some patchy fog after 4 a.m. late tonight, early Friday morning with mostly clear skies, 39 degrees the low, mostly sunny on Friday with the high reaching 62, and then that patchy fog around Friday night, Saturday morning, with mostly cloudy skies Friday night, low dipping to 40, 56 the high on Saturday, with partly sunny, partly cloudy skies.
Chamber Chat on KSVY. Listener supported radio KSVY 91.3. The Voices of the Valley. This is Mark with the Sonoma Valley Chamber of Commerce. Fun session with Molly. All kinds of stuff. If you have not been to our community center and you live in this town, you should sort your life out. That is an amazing, cool spot, and really wonderful things happen there. So go check them out. A couple things I want to mention before we get to our next guests. First of all, if you have not heard yet, we have a wonderful new luxury indoor golf studio in town. Sonoma Golf Studio, they're on the far end, or the maybe the close end, of Spain Street, down by Starling Bar. Indoor golf studio, all with that kind of video wall thing. There's trainers there, LPGA and LPGA pros who can help you. It's a really nice, don't need to worry about the weather. They do group things. You can do practice sessions, all kinds of fun. It's a really cool new addition to Sonoma. Check them out on Instagram, Sonoma Golf Studio, or their website, sonomagolfstudio.com. Just look them up on the Chamber website. We've got information about them on our site as well. Also want to mention that coming up on the 25th of February, It is ramen night at Sunflower Cafe. So Sunflower Cafe, when I'm thinking of Sunflower Cafe, I think of sunny mornings and having like some coffee and some kind of delicious brunchy item. But the place is still there. The real estate does not disappear at night. And so they're doing they do occasional pop-ups there. And this one looks like a lot of fun. It is with Sushi Motos is the host. There's a four-course meal. And I can't go through this whole thing. But check out their website. On sunflowercafe.com, and the event is February 26th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You do need to buy tickets in advance, but that's a good one. And then last thing I'm going to mention is kind of a long way off in the future, but worth getting on your calendar. May 9th, that's a Saturday. Sweetwater Spectrum is having its 2026 gala, and it looks like it's going to be a really wonderful event. Out at Hannah Center, cocktails, live auction dinner, and honoring some great community leaders, Lonnie and Eric Galata, Beth Fox, Chris McAllister, and Sweetwater is just an amazing organization. People on the autism spectrum and residential facility and all kinds of wonderful services there. So check out their thing. Sweetwaterspectrum.org is the website. Speaking of great organizations, I am super excited to welcome two of them to our show at the same time. Very happy to be chatting about Impact 100 Sonoma and the Sonoma Valley Mentoring Alliance. And so joining us, we have Leslie Blankenship and Susie Gallo. Hey guys, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking time to join us, and welcome to our show. So I kind of want to start off, you know, there's always new people listening. Our a couple years ago, the station got a brand new antenna, so this signal is just roaring all over the North Bay area. So there's got to be at least somebody out there that has not heard of your two wonderful organizations. So let's go alphabetically, and I want to start off with Leslie and just talk a little bit about Impact 100 Sonoma and what you guys do. And it's a really unique model that's doing some really important work in our community. So can you give us a quick rundown on the organization?
Yes, thanks, Mark. Thank you for letting us join you today.
Sure.
We Impact 100 Sonoma is basically a women's giving circle, and we're starting in 2010, and over the years we are Sonoma's largest funder, and we open up grant awards to the Valley nonprofits, just people who serve Sonoma Valley. And we grant awards based on the number of members we have each year, so it varies a little bit. But up at the end of this year, we'll be up to $4.7 million. So we're kicking along.
Very cool.
And we love being a part of this town. And because of the small nature of the town, we're able to work with the nonprofits as partners. And it's kind of a collaborative, and we trust them to do what they want with the money. And they apply, and we let them go for it. And one of our favorites, we have a lot of favorites, but right now, at the moment, one that's a national award winner is the Sonoma Valley Mentoring Alliance.
Very cool. And let's jump to Susie. Susie, why don't you, you're on our show somewhat regularly. It is February now. We just wrapped up, January was National Mentoring Month, right?
Yes, it was. It was a big month for mentor recruitment.
Yeah.
And with that new antenna, Mark, I hope there are some folks listening this morning who want to join us for our final new mentor orientation of this school year.
And when can people come to that?
That is on March 10th. And we recruit volunteers from the community, like Leslie and many other Impact 100 members. We recruit volunteers from the community to spend 1 hour a week in one of our mentor centers on a public school campus during the school day. So it's a beautiful partnership, and I think that should be the theme today, partnerships. We are in partnership with Sonoma Valley Unified School District and with all of our supporters and mentors. And as Leslie mentioned, Impact 100 is arm in arm with us doing this work. When we put forth a grant proposal with them to receive funding, it's really a collaborative process and often results in a few more mentors.
Yeah.
So we love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about mentoring in general, because I just want to go through the basics of it, the things that I remember just kind of like being, as I heard about this, I was like, wow, that seems like a lot, because the word mentor to me feels like I've got to have some kind of specialized knowledge that I need to convey, and that I've got to be, that it's my responsibility to, impart this, exceptional talent of mine. But talk a little bit about just in general, what is it that you're looking for in mentors? What is their role in the life of the mentees that they work with?
I love that lead in, Mark, because that's actually something Leslie and I have been talking about over the last few days. We were just together for 3 days in Austin, Texas, with Allison Thompson. And the idea that our mentors need to have some special or unique or fabulous skill is really a misconception about our program. We are a social and emotional support program. Students are nominated to have a mentor by a teacher, a family member. Sometimes our kids nominate themselves, which is exceptionally sweet. But when often our mentors do come in with sort of a preconceived notion that they're going to change a kid's life and they're going to rescue and fix them. But the mentors who come in without those expectations are the ones that are most effective, because really what it's about is just showing up and being consistent and demonstrating to that child that they matter and that you like being with them and they're worth your time. And that message delivered consistently week after week, year after year, is really what makes the difference.
Yeah. Now, I'm guessing this is the type of thing where it's dozens of hours per week and you have to organize it all on your own as a mentor, right?
Yes, you have to give up your entire existence to be a mentor. It is 1 hour a week during the school day when school is open. So when we look at the school calendar, it's really about 30 hours a year.
Yeah.
We do have additional after-school programming funded by Impact 100 Sonoma people. See how beautiful this partnership is. So the after-school programming is enrichment opportunities in the arts and culinary and getting outdoors and doing fun things like bowling and miniature golf. So you name it, we do it. It's all optional after school, but it is super fun. And Brooke Finley from our office coordinates probably 90 after school activities a year with support from Impact 100 Sonoma.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you both for the rundown on your organizations. Really, we're just so fortunate to have both of these organizations. This would be a very different community. I mean, the impact you're having just today is incredible. But just thinking about, you know, how much your two organizations over time are going to make an impact on this community is really cool. Go ahead.
Mark, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that actually is a perfect lead-in to why we're here today.
Yeah.
Because Impact 100 Sonoma is an affiliate of a network of women's giving organizations. It's actually worldwide, but there's only a few other countries. But there's hundreds of thousands of women in the United States, at least, that give in collective giving circles. And we, Susie and I, just attended a conference where you trade best practices, et cetera. So they asked for this group, Philonos, asked all its women's giving circles nationwide for a nomination of a grant that they had given that was transformational. And we have given lots of grants to lots of our wonderful organizations in town. We have a lot of nonprofits in this town, per capita, more than other towns in California.
Yeah.
But we were asked to nominate a grant that had been transformational, and we changed it to grants that we had given where the organization transformed our community, and we won. So Susie and the Mentoring Alliance just went to Texas to accept award with us on behalf of the Mentoring Alliance and Impact 100 Sonoma for the best in the country on a transformational grant. So we, small little town of Sonoma, is just spotlighted nationwide, and we beat big, large metropolitan areas, all everyone. And it saw small little Sonoma got up there, and Susie accepted the award. It was, we're still riding a little high. We've only been home 24 hours. It was great.
And I'd love to hear from both. First of all, this is Chamber Chat on KSDY. I'm Mark with the Sonoma Chamber of Commerce, talking with Susie Gallo of Mentoring Alliance and Leslie Blankenship with Impact 100 Sonoma. So let's talk about that real quick. You know, going up against these big cities that have been doing, you know, some of these organizations have been around for hundreds of years, not just you guys are what, how long has Mentoring Alliance been around? 30 years?
This is our 30th anniversary year.
Yeah. So just talking a little bit, you know, Sonoma does this a lot where we kind of punch above our weight, and it's always really cool to me. And, but I'd love your insight from both of you. And Leslie, maybe I'll start with you. Just what do you see as, what's our secret sauce here? How are we able to pull this off in Sonoma, going up against these bigger communities, maybe more politically connected or, you know, philanthropically connected? How is it that tiny little Sonoma's up there stealing these awards?
I think it's because we have, part of it is because we are in a small town and we all know one another. And Mentoring Alliance works closely with our nonprofit grant recipients because we're partners in this. And so we also employ what's called a trust-based philanthropic model. So we don't sit there and say, do this with our money, do this with our money. We just, they ask for money to do what they want, and we trust them to do that. So it's a trust-based partnership, and we're here for them if they need be. And a lot of us are volunteers. And the tight-knit community is how it happened from the Impact 100 Sonoma side. But the reason that we nominated Sonoma Valley Mentoring Alliance is their phenomenal wraparound model. I mean, it's not just a few people mentoring mentees, but they've transformed the whole community. They've got people at every school. They've got a mentoring center in every school. They've got help. They've got teachers. They've got parents. It's a whole wraparound model, and the whole community's gotten involved. And so that's what we nominated, that they transformed the community, which they have.
Yeah. And Susie, your thoughts, how are we knocking out of the park so much with Sonoma Valley Mentoring Alliance?
I can't tell you how much I love that question, Mark. And I look around our community, and almost everywhere I go, I not only see mentors everywhere, but I see community members really stepping up and giving of their time and their resources. Sonoma is incredibly philanthropic for such a small town, but it's a very caring place. And we've been telling our kids this now for over a year, because there's so much anxiety around the whole immigration situation. And I promise not to get too political here, but for our kids, even though, you know, there may not be an immediate threat in our community, there's this sort of lingering, kind of pervasive threat. And that really affects our kids. And we're able to tell them, in all honesty, that they're in a place where they belong, and this community is going to continue to show up for them and demonstrate how much we care. And I think that is a through line for all the nonprofits, our city leaders, for the chamber, for our schools, for our families, our entire community. Just, it's a very caring community.
Yeah. While you were talking, it reminded me, there's some saying, I don't know if it's a quote that's attributed to somebody or what, but just something along the lines of, and I'm guessing at the number, but like 99% of success in life is just showing up. And that's kind of the perfect analogy for your thing. It's, you know, the people who are there that show up for those kids that need somebody to show up for them. It's a really special thing. Clock's ticking here for us. We've got about 30 seconds left. So I want to quickly talk about, you know, if somebody's interested, Leslie, in becoming a part of Impact 100, being a part of this giving circle and helping to get much needed funds to our wonderful local organizations, how do they get involved with Impact?
Perfect. Thank you. That's how I'd like to close. Anyway, we welcome all women in Sonoma Valley to join us any age. And you simply can go to the website at impact100sonoma.com to see how to join up. But we have activities during the year. We're in the middle of our grants process now. And as being a member, you get to get involved and really get to know the nonprofits in town. You get to meet with them, you get to interview them, you get to award them grants. But we welcome everybody, and actually the really good thing about that is the more of us that there are, the more money we give.
Yeah, that's exciting. And Susie, if somebody is listening and hearing how wonderful and magical being a mentor is and would like to get involved or participate in this upcoming orientation session, where can they go to learn more?
SonomaMentoring.org. And as always, the fabulous Megan Hansen is waiting to take your phone calls at 707-938-1990. It's a very simple application process, and she'll reach out with the orientation details once we have your application in hand. You won't regret it. Mark Bodenhammer.
All right. On that note, we're out of time. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys joining us. And boy, congratulations. Thanks so much for showing off Sonoma. That's really cool for our community that you guys are out there knocking out these big national awards.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back talking with Home First, a wonderful, another local organization. It's all nonprofit today. Those are some of the best shows we do. This is Chamber Chat on KSVY 91.3 Sonoma Valley.
You are listening to Chamber Chat with your host, Mark Bodenhammer, sponsored by
Quinones Cleaning Service. More information at 707-373-4667 or at quinonescleaning@yahoo.com.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group. For information and guidance regarding wine country real estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Learning to flip your thoughts can have a profound impact on your health and well-being. The simplest way is through a positive affirmation that flips the thought from a negative to a positive. For example, when faced with chores, instead of saying, "I don't want to clean the house," say, "I like living in a clean house." When getting up the motivation to exercise, instead of saying, "I'm too tired to exercise today," say, "I feel more alert and energetic when I exercise." Positive affirmations help us change our negative attitudes into positive ones.
Oh yeah, you know it's going to be a party. Join Sonoma Valley Rotary for the festive Luck of the Irish Raffle and Dinner Celebration happening Saturday, March 14th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Sonoma Valley Moose Lodge. Enjoy a traditional Irish dinner, live music, dancing, and an evening of community fun, all supporting Sonoma Valley nonprofit and education programs. Rotary's annual raffle features a top cash prize of $10,000, along with additional prizes and proceeds that stay right here in Sonoma Valley. Dinner seating is limited and this event often sells out, so don't wait. For information, tickets, or sponsorship opportunities, visit SonomaValleyRotary.org or call 925-348-4267. It's the Luck of the Irish.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat on KSVY. The Voices of the Valley. We are a listener-supported radio station, and this is all funded by local contributions and businesses that support this organization. If you're interested in learning more, go to ksvy.org. There's a big old donate button on there, and they've got the station's birthday's coming up, April 1st, so there's a little fundraiser going on for that. And yeah, hope you'll support us because this is a really important local asset here in Sonoma Valley. Great show so far, and as mentioned just before the break, this is most of our show is usually, I'd say the average show is two businesses and one nonprofit, and nonprofits are, of course, businesses, but the shows that often end up being some of our best ones are the shows where we have three nonprofit guests. It just kind of happens randomly. We don't really plan it out that way, but today's one of those. We had the Community Center on at the beginning. We had Impact 100 and Sonoma Valley Mentoring Alliance at the second segment, and then now really excited to bring in B. Michael, who is here representing Home First. How are you today?
I'm quite well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to just start from the top. We've had you and others from Home First on the show before, but it's been a little while. So for people who maybe aren't familiar with your organization, give us a brief overview of Home First and let us know what type of services you guys provide.
Home First is a homelessness services organization in a nutshell, but that really doesn't quite scratch the surface because we offer over 60 services and programs, everything from trying to prevent individuals and families from experiencing homelessness to street outreach to emergency interim housing to permanent supportive housing. And to trying to ensure that people don't re-enter homelessness once they exit homelessness. So we like to consider ourselves a full spectrum agency.
Very good. And talk a little bit about, you know, homelessness. First of all, I always, you know, that the word homelessness, I think people sort of lump it in as this one neat and tidy entity that is a group of people. But in reality, it's many different subgroups. And frankly, obviously, it is a lot of just individual human beings that have different circumstances in their life. But let's just take a look at it as a big picture. What is the, you know, what does homelessness look like in Sonoma County right now?
Well, I think most people probably are aware by now that the number one reason individuals find themselves experiencing homelessness is the loss of a job. And most people really are that one or two paychecks away from losing their home, their apartment, and experiencing homelessness. And two of the groups that we are seeing the most significant increases in homelessness might surprise people. Number one is seniors. Senior citizens are the fastest growing population starting to experience homelessness. And the other population are students. Huh. A significant number of college students are not able to afford housing and are actually experiencing homelessness.
Yeah.
And everybody knows, of course, that veterans have for a very long time made up a significant population among individuals experiencing homelessness.
Yeah. Yeah. And then talk a little bit about, you know, why your work is just so critical and how you guys got into servicing the community here. How long have you been operating in Sonoma County?
We are now in our fifth year in Sonoma County, and it came about sort of with some serendipity. Two things happened pretty simultaneously. One, we were invited to operate the coordinated entry system for Sonoma County. For listeners who may not know, every county in America has what is called a coordinated entry system, and it is just that. It is the system through which individuals experiencing homelessness enter into services. And so we coordinate that throughout Sonoma County. And also around the same time, we partnered with an organization called Dignity Moves and the city of Rohnert Park to open Labath Landing, which is a 60-person emergency interim housing site located near the fire station on Labath Avenue. And we also operated for a time a safe sleeping site where individuals who had been encamped in that area were initially offered housing within the safe sleeping site, and then we were able to transition them into the Labath Landing Emergency Interim Housing Site. And what's really special about emergency interim housing sites is that they come with all kinds of wraparound services, case management, housing specialists, job specialists. And what we have found after 45 years of doing this is that those individuals who receive wraparound services have significantly greater success rates of exiting homelessness into permanent housing.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, I know you can't really get into like an individual story just because of confidentiality, but in general, Chuck, can you share a little bit about what does the journey look like for somebody who is experiencing homelessness that's not utilizing services, and then they find an organization like yours and then start putting together those pieces of all those different services? What can that look like, and what's that transition experience like for the people you serve?
Yeah, well, generally, they do start with the coordinated entry system. Their information goes into a database. Generally speaking, they are given something akin to a test, but what the test evaluates is how much service do you need and at what level, and then that determines where in the system you might go, hopefully to an emergency interim housing housing site like our site, Labath Landing. And there you do receive those services. But one of the really interesting things is that the amount of time it takes an individual once they accept something like emergency interim housing to begin to reacclimate to something as simple as I have a door that locks, which means I have privacy and security. I don't have to worry about my belongings being stolen anymore, so I don't have to stay up all night long.
Yeah.
Someone that I know who experienced homelessness was in a conversation, and someone asked her some of the standard questions they get, why didn't you this, why didn't you that? And her response was, and I'll never forget it, she said, when you wake up in the morning and the only thought on your mind is, will I find drinkable water today?
Yeah.
How can I worry about anything else?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have this.
And so with these.
We have a local organization here, the Community Health Center, and they have a back to school health fair they do every year. And I remember when they were telling me about their the vendors coming there, they were talking about how much of it was food and shelter related. And I thought, what does that have to do with back to school? And she said, a kid is not going to learn. And an adult is not going to be able to go through the normal day-to-day routine that we see all of our other friends and colleagues doing if they don't have those just basic human needs taken care of.
Exactly. And once you can start taking care of those needs, once they know they have a space, once they know that they have regular meals,
yeah,
then they can start that process of beginning to trust that things might change.
Yeah.
And once they start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, then they can start on their own path. And everybody has an individual path to housing.
Sure.
Sometimes that's as simple as, can we reunite you with your family? You'd be surprised the number of people that have simply lost touch with family. Sometimes it's solving for the smallest X. We had one person, again, I won't share a name, that became experienced homelessness because they were a growing boy, a young man, and they consumed a lot of food. And their grandmother said, I cannot afford to keep you in food. You've got to get out of my house.
Right.
And so in that instance, it was as simple as finding a way for that person to help contribute to the grocery bill for their grandmother. And then the grandmother said, come back home.
Yeah.
And so sometimes the answer is just that simple.
Yeah, that's incredible. And that's amazing that you guys are able to, you know, find ways to unlock those little keys that could open so many doors. And boy, what a change for that young man's life. This mm-hmm. is Chamber Chat. I'm Mark with the Sonoma Valley Chamber of Commerce talking with B. Michael McFarland of Home First. And I want to talk about this upcoming event because this looks really exciting. It's an art showcase called Home is Where the Art Is. And can you tell me a little bit about the event?
Yeah. One of the things that Home First really prides ourselves on is treating every person with dignity. And I think a lot of people realize that when we walk down the street and we see a person experiencing homelessness, sometimes we actually don't see them. We don't acknowledge them as a human being. And that robs them of some of that dignity. And when we created this event, one of the things we wanted to do was to find a way to help people reframe what they think of when they think of an unhoused individual. And one of the best ways that people can come together is over art, because art is about the purpose of the person creating it and the person looking at it. And they can both have experiences of that art that somehow connect them as human beings. And the biggest benefit, I think, of this event over the several years that we've done it is that people do that. They come in and they see this artwork. Sometimes they meet the artist. Sometimes the artists are there. And they begin to have a human experience of the person who is experiencing homelessness. And that can really change their perception of everything related to people who are experiencing that.
Yeah, very cool. And then so talk a little bit about what's going to happen at the event. What's the experience going to be like for somebody who comes and participates in Homes Worthy? Is there opportunities to have those kind of conversations with the artists and get to know who did the work? Or what's the story?
Yeah, so it's down at Hedge Realty in Petaluma, which I've not seen yet, but I hear is a beautiful space. We have 8 artists who are participants in our LaBath Landing emergency interim housing site. We hope that those 8 artists will be there. We're still working on that. As you can imagine, some of them are a little bashful about sure. meeting people and talking yeah. about their art.
Yeah.
There will be a number of pieces on display. I don't have a total count yet. And it is a night of hors d'oeuvres and libations, and come and meet people and hopefully meet the artists that are there and talk to them and experience their work. People can bid on the art, and I'm very happy to say that 100% of the art sales are returned directly to the artist.
Oh, wow.
Which is really wonderful for them.
Yeah. Yeah, what a cool program. I want to just go over the details really quickly. The event is February 19th. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. at Hedge Realty. That's over in Petaluma. Registration, they are asking people to register in advance. You do that on Eventbrite. And the directions I have here just say to pop the phrase "home is where the art is" into the search box in Eventbrite, and you'll find it. You can also reach out to us at the Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get you the information if you missed it or are having any difficulty, because we'd love to have as many people go support this as possible. Quickly, just a couple minutes left. You know, working in an organization like this, we talked a little bit about the journey from the you know, your constituents that you're serving. But from your perspective, you, the staff, the team, the volunteers, what is it like? I mean, it's got to be really. I can't even imagine the overwhelming feelings of pride and you know, just a day of amazing work when you see. You know, those little successes and just getting to watch people, you know, shift into that, it hit me when you were talking about just the trusting that this is a situation that they can count on. What's that like for you?
It's pretty incredible. There is often a moment, and if you're lucky enough to witness it, it is really phenomenal, when you can see the person physically change, where it literally is like a weight being lifted off of their body, and you will notice they start to walk differently, they present themselves differently, they look at you differently, and that's when you realize that that person is experiencing a phenomenal change in their life, and that something we did might have been instrumental in allowing that to happen for that person. It's pretty overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah. Now, the event sounds wonderful, but, you know, everybody's schedule is busy. Are there ways for people to get involved with your organization? Do you have volunteer opportunities? Are there, I'm assuming, a friendly donation is not something you guys would turn down?
No, absolutely. A friendly donation is not something we would turn down. They can do that on our website easily. And we actually rely on a pretty small army of volunteers to help us do a lot of work. We do, as part of our work with participants, we do life skills workshops, and sometimes it's anything from helping people understand how to work LinkedIn if they're looking for a job. It can be how to help them learn computer skills at all because they might not have any. It can be learn how to cook because a number of individuals might not have cooked in a very long time. And so we offer a wide variety of workshops. We always like volunteers who can come and donate their time to do those workshops. We also have people who come and provide meals for the residents at LaBath Landing. There are all kinds of ways to get involved. Businesses, civic groups often do. In fact, we did one, I think, with the chamber. We do kit builds where people assemble. Yeah, we assemble the hygiene kits that our outreach team goes out, which is often that first point of contact that initiates that relationship. On our website, there's a Get Involved section where people can read all about the volunteer opportunities.
Very good. And one more time, I think you mentioned it earlier, but what is that website and any other contact information, phone, email that you want to share?
Yeah, it is homefirstscc, like samcatcat.org. Our phone number is 408. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot our regular phone number. I can give you mine, which is 408-649-9274. And we are happy to talk to anybody who might be interested in getting involved.
Wonderful. And if you missed any of the contact information, just hit us up at the chamber. We will get you in touch with them. B. Michael, thank you so much. You guys are doing wonderful work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Hope to see you next Thursday.
Absolutely. All right. That's our show for today. Thanks for listening to Chamber Chat on KSVY 91.3 Sonoma Valley.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here. KSVY Sonoma.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor, consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country real estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.